No, not at all. I mean, we're at a stage in our franchise that we've got three or four potentially critical pieces through our lineup that are here that we've got to make better. We've got to put them in a position to be better, and then they have to be better. So this isn't one of these situations where, and I think Evander Kane falls into that hole, really good, young, talented players that need to develop, and they need to get better, and I think they will get better. There's going to come a point in time where the assessment on them may be more direct in terms of their final numbers, but in my mind with Andre Pavlik, we have to do everything we can as a team to give our goaltending the best chance to win this game, and that hasn't happened yet. And I'm talking about the time that I was there, too. We've got a lot of room to improve in our defensive game. That being said, he's got to do the things that every other player is being asked to do. Get himself in shape, get himself routine, get focused, to give himself the chance to be as good as he can be. And then we'll make an assessment. He'll make an assessment. We'll make an assessment of what we've got, not just in our goaltending, but in all these players. But for us to take the next step, we can't walk into that room and take a look at four or five very talented guys and say, well, maybe they're not playing their best here. We got to get rid of them. We've got to get those guys to play their best and to be as good as they can be. There's going to come a point in time where the assessment will either be we were able to do that with the player, we were able to get them to the next level, or we weren't, and then decisions got to be made. But for right now, and specifically with Andre Pavlik, we're going to push our hockey team in front of him to give him a chance to be a better goaltender. We're going to push him individually to be a better goaltender. We're going to take a look at what that looks like, and then we'll make an assessment.